Okay. All right. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Thanks for coming to the session. So how many of you are mobile app developers or publishers of mobile apps? Okay. So you make all the effort to create a mobile app with a good idea. You go and publish that app. If it's a consumer app, maybe to the store. Or if it's an enterprise app, maybe just exposed to the employees. Now think of the moment when your users are downloading the app. How sure are you about how long are they going to use the app? So this is what we are going to talk about with Azure Mobile Engagement. So you can participate in the demo by downloading the apps, and we'll talk about it more in the next few slides. So what is user engagement? Now, here are some hard facts for you. 69% of the users open an app less than 10 times. Now think of it. You have done all your effort in creating this wonderful app, and users are not even using it. 25% of the users use an app just once. And these are some industry studies which shows it. But think of the moment when you have downloaded an app from the store. Like, how long do you typically use it? And most of the users, they just use less than 5 apps. And most of them are social media, email, and that's it. So what do you do? So the answer is push notifications. Just to be clear, so we have a couple of types of push notifications with mobile apps. So you have system or what we call as out-of-app notifications, which show up in the notification center. And then you have these in-app push notifications, which show up within the app. And both have their own scenarios. The system or out-of-app notification is intended for the users when they are not in the app, so just to encourage them to get back in the app. And then with in-app push notifications, you can get much more creative with what you are pushing to those app users. So push notifications, why are they effective? Again, 90% of the push notifications are read within 15 minutes after reception. So that means that the users are clicking on the notifications are getting and getting back into your app. Push notifications are 10 times more effective than marketing emails. So if you have published an app and if you're sending an email to the users to get back into the app, then you can forget about that. And then apps using notifications double their retention rate. And the reason being that if you have published an app and if you're not doing smart notifications, then the users have likely forgotten about your app. You have to do notifications. But the world has now moved from doing the mass notifications which come across as spam to your users, which will likely lead to the unintended effect of the user just uninstalling your app. The idea is to move to a much more targeted and personalized notifications. Now, many of you have come here from different parts of the world to San Francisco, taking flights. I had an airline app, and I noticed how it was sending me some smart notifications and continuously engaging me as I was coming here, like telling me that, OK, hey, your flight was delayed. Your gate has changed. So this is an intelligent mechanism in which the app or the brand is telling me, communicating with me, providing me useful information, and which is not spam to me. It is useful for me. So it increases that brand attach between me and the app that I have downloaded. So that is what the world is all about. You have to be in a position to send intelligent, smart, and contextual messages to your app users to encourage them that they come back into your app. So this is where I would like to introduce Azure Mobile Engagement. So Azure Mobile Engagement, it's a SaaS-delivered platform that enables app user analytics. Now, if you have to do smart, contextual notifications to your app users, you have to understand their behavior. What are they doing in your app? How often are they opening your app? How much time are they spending in your app? What screens are they going? What are they eventually doing? For that, we have SDKs. And we have SDKs for all the platforms. So we have iOS, Android, Windows, Universal, and then we have Xamarin, Cordova, and even Unity now. So you embed those SDKs in your app, and we collect user analytics. What do you do with user analytics? Mobile engagement is not an analytics product. It's a user engagement product. The analytics that you are collecting, we allow you to do something. And what you do is you can create fine-grained user segmentation with that collected data. So you can say that, give me a segment of my users who have not opened this app in the last 15 days. And OK, you have created that segment. And then we allow you to use this segment to send very smart notifications. So for, like in this example, for suppose if it's an e-commerce application, you can send some kind of a coupon to encourage the users to visit your app. You can find out that how many of my users put an item in the cart, but they didn't eventually make the purchase. So you can send them some kind of a reminder to make that purchase, to complete that purchase. So it's all about increasing the usage of your app, making sure that the users who have downloaded that app, they continue to find value with your app. And if you have some kind of a monetization model attached with the app, it could be an ad-based, it could be a subscription-based, it allows, encourages the app users to get back into the app and then do certain actions, which eventually lead you to monetize effectively with your app. So enough of the slides. We'll quickly get back into a demo. So again, we have this app, both iPhone and Android, and soon Windows app will be available. You can download it and play with it. So let me open what we have here. So I'm going to show this demo on my Android app. And the app is attached to just opening the app here. If the Wi-Fi works. All right. So I get back into the app here. OK. So now we have the app, which is this Azure Mobile Engagement app. Oops. OK, so this is the app that I was talking about. And this is an app that we are going to release in the app stores, which allow you to understand what mobile engagement is and also understand how to smartly send contextual notifications. And the source code will be available on GitHub. So onto the right side, you see this is our SaaS portal, which allows you to get all the information about your apps. So here is an app, Android app. We have the Android SDK embedded. And you are able to collect all the data. So our SaaS portal is broken down into four major segments. So first of all, you have the monitor tab. So I'm on the monitor tab. And you can actually see we have three sessions live being recorded here. You can also track events. So I have to log back in. Let's log back in to my Android app, which is this one. So like I was saying, you can also track events. And these are some of the events which have just happened. So if I go in my app, and if I go to the Twitter page for my app, then you will see that suddenly you will see that we have this menu clicked Twitter showing up on the monitor tab. So monitor is all about real-time collection. Then we have analytics. So with analytics, you get all the information about how many users you have, how many sessions which are being happening. You can also get some rich visualization about your users. So you get to see that, OK, these many users started using the app at a certain point, and how many of these users are still using my app. So all of this is good information. We also allow you to instrument the screens of your app. So here is the user path. So it basically is showing you how my app users are going in my app. So if you have like a very cool feature and you want all of your users to use it, but with this data, you can see, if you see that there is a very small circle representing that screen, then that tells you immediately that my app users are not even looking at that. So you need to fix that. So it's all about action, taking action with this analytics data. And again, we have events, jobs. We also collect technical information. So this is just because the SDK is embedded. So we collect information about what was the device, what was the screen size, whether the app was being accessed over Wi-Fi or a wired network, et cetera. So this is all good. But what can I do with it? So this is where we come to the last two, the segments and the reach modules of the app. So here I have a segment called inactive users. And what inactive users mean, it could mean differently for different people. But of all the data that you have collected, you can easily create rules to define what ineffective mean. We allow collecting data, and we also allow creating segment based on any of the data. So you can create a segment based on an event. So an event could be that, OK, suppose it was a gaming app. You can say that the user is stuck on level 2 for a very long time. Or if it's an activity, so an activity is a screen. So you can say that I want to get a segment of all my users who are going to this checkout screen, but they are not making any purchase. So there is something wrong there. So once you have created these smart segments, that's when we can do a reach. So reach is all about sending smart, personalized notifications to your app users. So here I have a few samples. And if I am getting back into the app, let's get back in the app. So I'm in the app. And this is our UI for sending notifications. So this UI is optimized for any user. They don't need to have any coding knowledge. There are no APIs and all. It's full visualized. You can use the UI to send the notifications. So I'll just clone this. And you can see that, so first of all, we have the delivery type. You can set it could be an out-of-app or it could be an in-app notification. You can set different parameters, provide the title and the message. Now, this is a web announcement. A web announcement means that you can send very rich HTML content payload from your backend to the device. And again, like there are no APIs that you have to deal with. You can provide the entire content here, and we will see how the notification will look like on the device. And this is where you specify the criterion, the audience. You can either use any of the segment that you have created on that other tab, or you can also look through any of the other details which are already available. Because the SDK was there, it was collecting all of this data. So for this demo, I'll just send a test notification. And look in the on the left side. So if I just send the test notification, and there. So the notification appears there, deal of the day. And when I click on this, this is when it will show up the rich HTML that was sent from the server side. So it's very easy. You can configure your sending the notifications from your backend to your mobile app very easily. So the next demo that I have, a quick one, is we also support what we call as data push. Now, a data push is a silent push. A silent push is useful in some scenarios where you don't want any pop-up or any kind of a notification to the users. The scenario that I have here is, let me just close this one. And I'll go to the data push. So the scenario I have here is I am a very valuable user for the company, AdventureWorks. And the moment I come here, because of my, say, golden status, I get pushed an additional 15% discount. Now, this can be easily pushed through this data push. Now, see, the price is listed as $8.99 there. And I'll just clone this. And I can send any content here. The idea behind sending this JSON content is that in the app, I can act on this and change the UI behavior based on this. So here I am passing discount rate in percent 100. Maybe I'm very lucky. I'm getting 100% discount. And so I just send a test. And you will see that there the price changed to zero. And that was because in my SDK, I captured that JSON and I used that data to change, switch out the pricing. And lastly, we also support something called polls. Now, poll is a quick survey. Again, it's a type of an in-app notification, a specialized in-app notification that you can send from the campaign manager or from our from the UI. And let's see. So this is what we have. So I'm going to clone this one. And so this one, I'll send it as a system notification. So system notification is the one which will show up in the notification center for the Android app. And when the user clicks on that notification, they can get some quick survey. So this is like a couple of questions I have added with a few answers. And this is like fully customizable. You can add any questions or like it's just you can just do whatever you want to send. And audience we talked about. For all the notifications, you can also set certain time frame, like when do you want to start the campaign, when do you want to stop the campaign, because the deal could only be applicable for maybe a few days or a few months. Even the survey, there might be like some kind of an end date associated with that survey. So here, I'm going to send this notification. And so since this was an out-of-app notification, if I show this, so this is the product feedback, the first notification. So I click on this. And this is the poll, the survey, the quick survey that I just sent out. And since I had Azure Mobile's engagement selected as the default, it is already selected here. So like this, on the right side, if you see. So here I can select and submit. The good thing is, for all the notifications that we sent out, we are able to collect analytics data about how many users acted on that notification. So you get a full view of the I sent X number of notifications, Y number of notifications were captured by the users, and Z number of notifications were actually where the users interacted or clicked on the notification. So that pipeline tells you that how effective are the notifications that I sent out. It tells you that whether the notifications that I'm sending, are they really useful or are they just coming across as spam to the app users. And yeah, so that's pretty much the demo part. My last slide is about quick resources that we have available. So we have a booth here, Azure Mobile Engagement booth. So please come there for any questions. And this is a live public service. You can go to Azure Mobile Engagement. Just search for Azure Mobile Engagement, and you can get all the detailed documentation, including tutorials for all our supported platforms. Thank you.